ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my co-host, Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. A little bit of a cold, so I might cough and splutter a little bit, but I'll try and hold it in as much as I possibly can.
Right. Well, just make sure you wipe the screen if you splutter.
I'll make sure I do.
I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. You haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s, and their people move people still.
We still do, yeah. As tricky as it's getting, we are still moving people.
I really thought, you know, after the pandemic and everything that was, you know, that we had to deal with that, that we would start to see a stage where it was like, oh, everybody's breathing easy and it's not a big deal, and we're going to go back to the way things were, but
no. No chance. No.
I mean, every day you're looking at, and I'm watching your newsfeed on LinkedIn, and I tell you, everybody out there, I've got the link below this interview. Follow Lee if you're looking to travel anywhere in the world anytime soon, because every bit of bad news that is out there in regards to the travel world, Lee will post it and make your day a living hell.
Yeah, I will. I'll cheer everybody up. I do try and intersperse a little bit of good news, but it is very minimal at the moment, unfortunately. But yeah, there is quite a bit of bad news with regards to travel. It's
strikes are happening right now, straight across the board. I mean, it just seems like I'm used to France striking every August. I mean, that's kind of a given, but now it's strike straight across the board. What's going on there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So unions representing European airlines are calling for strikes due to poor working conditions. Staff from Ryanair, EasyJet, British Airways and Scandinavian Airlines are all planning strikes this summer. Last week, British Airways ground and cabin crew voted whether to back a strike over the issue of wages. Unite, a union representing about 16,000 BA staff, said there was a 97% majority in a ballot about strike action. About 700 British Airways ground crew at London's Heathrow have already announced that they will walk out next month. The dates have not yet been confirmed, but the unions must give the airline a 14-day notice. Now, because of this required period, the earliest the walkouts could take place is July the 8th. Obviously, as soon as we have the dates, we will let people know. Staff in multiple countries of the large European low-cost carrier Ryanair are also planning to strike in June and July. In Spain, strikes have been planned for June the 30th and July the 1st and 2nd. In Portugal, workers also demanded better working conditions, and they were on strike from June the 24th to the 26th. EasyJet staff in Spain are planning to strike for 9 days during July. That's according to the local union. The strikes are planned in three phases from July the 1st to the 3rd, July the 15th to the 17th, and July the 29th to the 31st. Scandinavian Airlines, Sweden's flag carrier, could see around 1,000 pilots from Denmark, Norway and Sweden go on strike this week because of wage disputes and cost-cutting measures. Currently, they are still in talks, and there is hope that the strike will be avoided. But if anything's to go by the last week or so, I'd be very surprised if it is avoided. Grant, also on top of that, ground staff from the Aéroport de Paris, the company that operates both Charles de Gaulle and all the airport in Paris, are planning on taking action and holding a one-day strike on July the 2nd.
See, this is chaos, and now I'm going to be political. Shocker. But, I mean, honestly, the CEOs sit back, the shareholders sit back, they're making billions upon billions. I mean, we saw the amount of billionaires over the pandemic just increase because they were all getting these government bailouts. And who got the most of that pie? I don't know. You know, and now they're trying to hire back staff and crew, but they're not offering them a living wage. We're seeing inflation raise straight across the face of the planet. People that were working full-time and are working full-time can't afford to pay their rent, feed their kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, these CEOs are looking at them, expecting them to just carry on. But that's not the way this world works. If you want people to work for you, I'm sorry, you can't sit there and spend $10,000 or euros or whatever it is that you have on a glass of champagne or you know, a bottle of champagne at the local Nikki Beach. These people have to eat. And if you expect them to go to work and earn you that money, then you damn well better pay them, period.
Yeah, I think half the problem is as well that, you know, the crew that were laid off during COVID and that have come back, I know certain airlines are paying them 10% less than what they were on prior to the pandemic. And like you say, the price of everything is shot up. So that 10% is probably now looking around about 15 to 20%, yeah. You know, once you take, you know, inflation into it and all the rest of it. So, you know, as tough as it is for people to travel, you know, I do have sympathy for the crew who do need to, yeah, you know, they feel that they need to take this action because that's the only way they feel that they're going to get heard.
Well, and I got to say, the crew, the crap that they put up with from the general public nowadays. I mean, the general public have absolutely no respect for anybody whatsoever. They get on airplanes, you know, they stand in line, things that are beyond that crew members or that employee's control or, you know, realm of experience. They expect them to move mountains. And I mean, you know, in the air, these people are creating chaos. They're getting drunk, causing fights, you know, being belligerent. Come on. Like, what do you expect? It's just, and these people aren't getting paid. They're getting paid the same as they would working at a local bar.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem is that, you know, the people who are at the airports, you know, the check-in staff or the cabin crew, they are the face of the company. And they're the ones who are not getting paid the what they're worth, so to speak. And they're the ones who are having to deal with, you know, passengers who are unhappy because, you know, like you say, there's massive queues at airports. I mean, to the point where they're actually out of the terminal buildings. That's how big the queues are. You're looking at 4, 5, 6 hour waits. And so you are going to have disgruntled passengers and all the rest of it. And unfortunately, the people who are, you know, demanding better wages and which they, you know, richly deserve, they're the ones who are having to face the wrath of the passengers. It's not the CEOs and the other people who are the higher echelons of the airlines that are having to deal with it.
Look, I think the only way to fix it is to make all those CEOs and shareholders and you know, the upper echelons, they need to be working in an airport for a weekend. I think exactly. They should be on the front lines for a weekend and see how well they get on and how well they deal with it. Maybe they'll be taking a better look or a different look at how they treat their employees, plain and simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Political rant over. Moving on. Lufthansa.
So Lufthansa have announced plans to scrap a total of almost 3,000 flights at its hub in Frankfurt and Munich this summer. They're accounting for short notice sick calls from their crew. The German flag carrier has chosen to focus its cuts on short and medium haul flights with many alternative travel options. It seeks to ensure vacation routes are affected as little as possible. The cuts will also affect the group's Eurowing subsidiary brand. The Star Alliance member has now confirmed it will cancel around 80,000 flights from its hubs in Frankfurt and Munich for the summer. The routes affected in the latest round of cuts consist primarily of intra-European flights that the group serves with high frequency and domestic routes that have realistic alternative transportation options. The cancellations will largely avoid major classic vacation and leisure destinations, which the airline notes have maintained a strong demand and reliable load factors. Flights facing the job are primarily ones on which passengers can be offered a corresponding travel alternative by air or by rail. Lufthansa noted it might also adjust flight times, but has promised to notify affected passengers as soon as possible to minimize disruption and arrange alternative transportation methods. The airline have also said they expect the situation to not return to normal until into 2023.
Well, you know, it's not surprising. And we're seeing prices shoot straight up and fast. I mean, they are rising fast, straight across the board. Every single airline, every single flight, every single route, it's getting expensive now.
It is, yeah. You know, there's a real struggle for flight availability, so that's already pushing prices up. You know, and airlines at the end of the day, they're going to try and claw back what they've lost during the pandemic. So you are going to see higher flight prices, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that, you know, I don't leave my house. I don't have to worry about that kind of thing. I'm good. What's going on with Qantas?
In good news for Australian crew, Qantas have announced they're flying non-stop between Perth and Rome. The service is Qantas' first non-stop offering to mainland Europe. The aircraft can carry 236 passengers, including 166 in economy, 28 in premium economy and 42 in business class. The thrice weekly Perth to Rome service will see the Australian airline return to Italy after an 18-year absence and mark its return to continental Europe. Qantas flew to Rome continuously between 1948 and 2003, but the service was stopped around the same time of the airline ending flights to several other European destinations. Now, with no other direct connection to Italy from Australia, travellers so far have had to connect in cities like Singapore or Dubai. Qantas flight number 5 comes just weeks after Qantas resumed its Perth to London non-stop service, which was paused due to COVID restrictions in Western Australia.
Wow. Amsterdam, what's going on there?
Yeah, so strange on this. The Dutch government will cut the maximum number of flights allowed per year at Amsterdam Schiphol Airport in a bid to reduce noise and air pollution. The country's busiest aviation hub will see a maximum limit of 440,000 flights per year, according to the approved proposal. This is expected to go into effect in November 2023, and it equates to a 20% cut. Considering the public interest involved, the government has decided to prioritise tackling noise nuisance while ensuring that the airport can continue to fulfil its economic role, the statement read. This comes after Schiphol Airport announced plans to limit the number of travellers departing from the airport this summer due to a shortfall of security employees.
Wow. I got to mention, I'm sorry, but there is works going on outside my window. So if you hear this low rumble, it's not my stomach or anything like that. It's actual work. And so, of course, I have to have my windows shut. And it's like, you know, hotter than hell here. It's like 100 plus billion degrees, like the sun. It just feels like it with the window shut. And Etihad?
Etihad, that's right, yep. United Arab Emirates flag carrier Etihad Airways has launched 5 seasonal routes connecting Abu Dhabi to popular summer holiday destinations across Europe and the Indian Ocean. The 5 seasonal routes are Abu Dhabi to Heraklion, Greece. That's from June the 15th to September the 17th, and that's 2 flights per week. Abu Dhabi to Malaga in Spain, that's June the 15th to September the 18th, and that's 2 flights per week. Abu Dhabi to Nice in France, June the 15th to September the 18th, that's 2 flights per week. Abu Dhabi to Santorini in Greece, that's June the 16th to September the 18th, and that's 3 flights per week. And Abu Dhabi to Zanzibar in Tanzania, and that's June the 17th to September the 18th, and that's 3 flights per week.
Well, I mean, it doesn't quite make up for all the flight cancellations across the face of the planet, but it's a start, right?
Yeah. I mean, at least it's a few other routes anyway. You'll probably have to see European crew have to fly out to Abu Dhabi to come back into Europe. That's how bad it's getting.
Unbelievable. And we have a crew question this week.
We did. Yeah, we received a question this week from Yelena wanting to know whether you needed an ESTA visa if you're only in transit via the US, or do you only need one if the US is your final destination? Well, the answer is, Yelena, you need an ESTA visa irregardless of whether you are transiting or whether the US is your final stop on your journey. Any flight itinerary which has the US in it requires an ESTA visa. The good news is these are relatively easy to get and are turned around within 72 hours. Most, in fact, are instantaneous. To apply for an ESTA, head to www.esta.cbp.dhs.gov. And once you've received your ESTA, they are valid for 2 years. I would just say it seems like a straightforward question, but you'll be surprised how many people who think that transiting in the US, you don't need an ESTA. You most definitely do. If you don't have one, you will be stopped and you won't be able to travel.
Just a slight warning. For all women traveling to the States, if things continue the way they are, you better not take any birth control with you because you won't be allowed that. It'll be an illegal substance.
Yeah, you put that in your head. Well, Jesus, it's just, you can't even talk about it, can you? It's just so ridiculous.
No, you can't. You can. I mean, it is so, so political because, you know, one end is, both ends are just so very, very strong in their opinions. But I mean, I think the issue for me is what precedence this is setting, and you're seeing it straight across the news now. You know, like I said, they are now talking about making birth control illegal. I don't even know what to say to that. You know, I mean, if we have a problem with population on the face of the planet as it stands. Can you imagine? Oh my word.
It's just crazy. I mean, we spoke about it before we came on air, so you know my view on it anyway. But it just baffles me, I've got to say.
Yeah. Anyway, it is what it is, and that is the world it is today. And I guess we all have to just deal with our own little corners of it and do the best job that we can.
I think that's all you can do at the moment, unfortunately.
Yes. Well, like I always say, if you want to get a hold of Lee and you have any questions whatsoever, we're going to provide all of these details below this interview when it airs. Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born in the late 1900s, and their people move people.
We do indeed, yes. Yeah.
I haven't had enough coffee this morning. I'm thinking, you know, tomorrow I'm going to have to like double up.
I think it's between that and a drilling that's got in your head.
I think it's the heat too, right? Like I'm not the smartest, you know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer to begin with, but you added this heat. It's just like, I don't know. Oh, I was supposed to take a test this week, wasn't I?
You were.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know. I don't have anything that I could pretend to use as a test, and I'm not going to stick a pen up my nose. So
let's not do that. Let's not do that.
I think I probably did that as a child, which is probably why I'm as smart as I am today. Lee, I got to say, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, looking forward to it. And see you same time next week.
Brilliant. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. See you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E.